Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today our Lord tells us that if we ask, it will be given. If we seek, we will find, and if we knock, the door will be open. You know, yet, at the same time, you know, if we look back on our lives, we can say, you know, but I have asked. I've knocked. I've begged. You know, I haven't gotten what I was looking for. So it would seem that this promise isn't fulfilled. But, you know, if we really stop and ponder it deeply, we'll see that God gave us precisely what we really needed. Not necessarily what we asked for, but what was the best. You know, it doesn't always seem that way at the time, because we wouldn't be asking for something that if we didn't think that it was good for us. But God in his mercy knows what is truly good for us, and he always will provide that which is the very best. We also learn from the first reading the way we should pray. You know, for many of us, the concept of prayer is just to toss some little request out there and think that that's enough. When we look at the first reading and we see Queen Esther, who is going to go in and plead on behalf of her people, she and all her maids fasted, and they prostrated themselves before the Lord from morning until evening, and they prayed. Now, you know, I'm not saying that for every request that we need to be doing that. But it helps to be able to see that example, because if all we're doing is tossing a little request out now and then and leaving it be, it doesn't come across as something truly important to us. You know, if it were really important, you know, we would make a greater effort. Now, with that said, you know, let's recall the example of King David. He fasted and prayed for the life of the child that had been conceived through Bathsheba, and the child died. He didn't get what he was praying for, even though he laid prostrate before the Lord. This was because, first of all, what the Lord had already foretold through the prophet Nathan, but also, you know, this is what was truly best. So we see that God sometimes allows very difficult trials, trials that we would even consider horrible tragedies. Now, you know, didn't the Lord just get finished telling us which of you, if your son asked for a loaf of bread, would give him a rock? Or if he asked for a fish, you know, would give him a serpent? Yet, it seems sometimes that when we ask for one thing, God gives us what seems to be the worst, you know, what can actually be very painful. And we say, hey, you know, if I was asking for a loaf of bread, you know, why did I get a rock? But as we move along in life, you know, we can look back at what God has done, and we can see that in fact it wasn't a rock. It just wasn't what we were asking for. Maybe what we were asking for was a snake or a serpent, a scorpion. We just didn't realize it at the time. You know, so many people pray to win the lottery. And, oh, Father, will you bless my lottery ticket? Well, no, I won't. If we won the lottery, you know, we might go out and do a lot of things that could be sinful if we didn't have all that money. It's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. Maybe the Lord doesn't want us to win the lottery. God knows in the long run, you know, what's going to hurt us, and he's not going to give it to us if it's going to hurt us. So, if we put everything in the proper context, we'll be able to see that, you know, what God gave us really was a gift, although it didn't seem like it at the time. In reality, you know, what God gives us is always the very best thing, not always a pleasant thing, not always an easy thing, but always the very best.